As he corrected Heisenberg's analysis of the microscope thought experiment, Bohr spotted that the same was true for the uncertainty relations. It was a finding that led him to interpret the uncertainty principle as revealing the extent to which two complementary but mutually exclusive classical concepts, either particles and waves or momentum and position, could be applied simultaneously without contradiction in the quantum world. The uncertainty relations also implied that a choice has to be made between what Bohr called a causal description, based on the conservation laws of energy and momentum, E and P in the uncertainty relations, and a space-time description, in which events are followed in space and time, Q and T. The two descriptions were mutually exclusive but complementary, so as to account for the results of all possible experiments. To Heisenberg's dismay, Bohr had reduced the uncertainty principle to a special rule exposing the limits inherent in nature on any simultaneous measurements of complementary pairs of observables, such as position and momentum, or on the simultaneous use of two complementary descriptions. There was another difference of opinion. Whereas the uncertainty principle led Heisenberg to question the extent to which classical concepts such as particle, wave, position, momentum, and trajectory were applicable in the atomic realm, Bohr argued that the interpretation of the experimental material rests essentially upon the classical concepts. While Heisenberg insisted upon an operational definition of these concepts, a sort of meaning through measurement, Bohr argued that their meanings were already fixed by how they were used in classical physics. Every description of natural processes, he had written in 1923, must be based on ideas which have been introduced and defined by the classical theory. Regardless of any limitations imposed by the uncertainty principle, they could not be replaced for the simple reason that all experimental data, its discussion and interpretation, by which theories are put to the test in the laboratory, is of necessity expressed in the language and concepts of classical physics. Heisenberg suggested that since classical physics was found wanting at the atomic level, why should these concepts be retained? Why should we not simply say that we cannot use these concepts with a very high precision, therefore the uncertainty relations, and therefore we have to abandon these concepts to a certain extent, he argued in the spring of 1927. When it comes to the quantum, we must realize that our words don't fit. If words fail, then the only sensible option for Heisenberg was to retreat into the formalism of quantum mechanics. After all, he maintained, a new mathematical scheme is just as good as anything because the new mathematical scheme then tells what may be there and what may not be there.